This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello, hello. Welcome back to the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. Guys, today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm not sure when you're listening. It could be morning, afternoon, evening, or even 4 a.m. In any case, I hope you have a beautiful Wednesday. I don't often explain how the podcast works, but I want to quickly do that for the new listeners. The podcast is divided into three parts: translation challenge, the one big thing, and then the question of the day. At the end of the episode, I explain how I would say the translation challenge in English. So, if that is clear, let me give you today's sentence. This is the translation challenge. You have to translate it from Italian into English. The sentence is, non metterei mai un cibo nella lavastoviglie. Let me say that one more time. Non metterei mai un cibo nella lavastoviglie. There's some difficult vocabulary. There's potentially a difficult verb tense. Do you guys know how to conjugate that properly? I'm sure many of you do. Very nice job. And remember, I will explain how I would say that sentence at the end of today's episode. So now, let's begin with today's one big thing. And speaking of food, speaking of the dishwasher, would you ever put food into the dishwasher? Your first reaction is probably, no, Brian, of course not. That makes no sense, and that's disgusting. But I have to tell you that some people do exactly that, specifically with salmon. Salmon, which is of course a fish you are all familiar with, it's also an expensive fish. It's one of the best foods for humans in general. Some people use the heat of a dishwasher to cook their salmon. And no, I'm not joking. This is something that has been done for at least 50 years. And I know that because back in 1975, on a famous talk show, The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, a man named Vincent Prince demonstrated how to prepare trout, another fish, in a dishwasher. And he even said that anyone can do it. Even someone who doesn't know how to cook, someone who has no skill, because it can actually be pretty easy. And before I go any further, I want to say that I do not recommend this. Do not try this at home. I am not advising anyone to eat salmon from a dishwasher. So do not try it. You might get sick. I do not approve of this. But yes, some people do it. So how do they do it? You take the raw salmon, and you can, of course, add some spices, maybe some pepper, maybe some salt. And then you wrap the salmon in two layers of aluminum foil. That's really it. Your raw salmon is wrapped in two layers of aluminum foil. Guys, you put it into the dishwasher just like you would put a plate or a bowl or a fork. You close the dishwasher and you run the dishwasher. The dishwasher performs a full regular cycle. And then you hear beep, 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 beep. You open the dishwasher, you pull out the foil, and inside you will have a cooked salmon. It really makes me laugh. Sorry. Again, I do not recommend this, but I just found it so strange that this is a common, not common, but some people do this. Some people actually do this. I don't understand why you would do this if you have access to an oven or a stove or even a microwave. But some people are very creative. They use their dishwasher to cook food. Okay. Since I'm speaking to a lot of Italian people, I know Italians are very passionate about food. So I'm curious what you guys think about this. Feel free to leave a comment telling me if you would do this or if you just think it's insane. But now, let's continue today's episode with part two, the question of the day. So the question I want you to ask yourself is, do you live in a rich food culture? What do I mean, a rich food culture? I mean a culture that loves its food. It cares about food. It has tradition and customs and habits, probably traditions that have been around for a very long time. Do you live in a culture like that? And if you are Italian, I'm very strongly assuming that your answer is yes. However, I'm American, and my personal answer to this question is, unfortunately, no, I do not. Now, I want to be clear. There are parts of the United States where they have rich food culture. For example, in Louisiana, they have Cajun culture. And Cajun food has French influence. It's been around for a very long time. It's not necessarily just standard American food. So there are parts of America where there is rich food culture, but probably not in my case. In my case, food is not necessarily an important or one of the most important parts of life. That might be shocking to some of you. You might not even realize how much food is truly precious and treasured in your country. But it is treasured in your country. In my country, where I live, where I grew up, it wasn't necessarily appreciated. It was very common to make the fastest lunch possible. You eat while standing up. You finish your lunch in literally 5 minutes, and then you continue with your day. Of course, even in Colorado, where I'm from, there are many people who are passionate about food. They're incredible cooks. They do really care about food. But I wouldn't necessarily say it's at a cultural level. In Italy, it's definitely at a cultural level. Food is life, you could almost say. You have a massive feast on Sunday for lunch with grandma and grandpa, mom, dad, the rest of the family. That's a very nice, precious tradition. And the food itself is always delicious. It's always typical, traditional recipes. It's hard to think of a typical traditional recipe from Colorado. I don't know if there really are any at all. So when you think about it like that, it's clear that Colorado doesn't have a culinary tradition. We don't have roots with special spices and special ingredients in the same way that Italy does. And of course, that is one of the things I love the most about Italy. Every time I'm in Italy, I love knowing that every time I eat, it's going to be delicious. The food will be made with love and care. The ingredients will be perfect. I love that about Italy. Living where I live now in the Spanish islands, the Canary Islands, food is still pretty good, but it is not even close to Italian food. So I give the Italians a tip of the cap. Congratulations, your food and your rich food culture is very, very nice. And it's such a pleasure for tourists or, you know, foreigners like me. So, okay. I made my point. Italy has an incredible food culture. It is now time to finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. Before I give the answer, I just want to say this podcast now has a premium version inside my English school. So you can read the transcription. You can do 3 translation challenges, not 1. We even have a comment section in there. And guys, that's one tiny part of my online school. It's called Bringlese Academy. We have live lessons, vocabulary cards, recorded courses, even speaking classes. You can check all of this out at bringlese.com. So today's sentence was, non mettere mai un cibo nella lavastoviglie. To say that sentence in English, I would say, I would never put a food in the dishwasher. I would never put a food in the dishwasher. So let's start with non mettere mai. Mettere is conjugated in a conditional. So we have to say, I would. And the verb is put. But it's non mettere mai. So we need the adverb, never. I would never put un cibo, a food, nella lavastoviglie, in the dishwasher. And of course, at this point, you heard me say dishwasher many times. Dishwasher. Piatto lavatore. Piatto lavatrice. Very simple name in English. Ladies and gentlemen, if I read the sentence quickly, I would never put a food in the dishwasher. And that is today's translation challenge. So, that is the end of Wednesday's episode. Tomorrow's Thursday. And you know what that means. I'll be speaking a little bit more quickly. It's going to be an advanced episode. And we'll do the same on Friday as well. But first, let's do Thursday's episode. So join me again in about 24 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great rest of your Wednesday. And as always, I'll talk to you very soon. Peace.